Chapter 23, Tell Others. Every testimony is valid because there's someone out there a lot like you. Greg Laurie. Several years ago, I was searching for material for a Bible study I was leading. I took a book off a shelf to check it out. I was not interested in that book, but as I started to put it back, a book nearby caught my attention. It was by one of my favorite authors, Bill Hybels, and I was about 2 weeks away from giving a workshop on evangelism. The book, A Walk Across the Room, has become one of my favorites, and it seemed like the book was put right in front of me when I most needed it. Hybels says, life's greatest moments evolve from simple acts of cooperating with God's mysterious promptings. The book really impacted me because it talked about the simple things that we can do. The most important thing is just being open to those quiet promptings that come from God that say we need to talk about Him to others. The title of the book comes from an experience that Hybels had with a former Muslim who had been at a luncheon with Hybels. As a pastor of a mega church, Hybels assumed he would not have much in common with the man who appeared to be Muslim. From across the room, the man mouthed to Hybels, "I love your books." After lunch, Hybels walked over, and the man told him his story. The man had become accustomed to being ostracized at many events due to his beliefs. He was at an event, attending as a man who was obviously of the Muslim faith. A stranger walked up to him and just started a conversation. That initial conversation led to a friendship, which later led to a Muslim giving his life to Christ. The stranger had to walk across the room, start a conversation, and see where it went. Maybe you are reading this book because someone took a chance and started a conversation with you about the Lord. For me, this would not be due to just one conversation, but many conversations by many people. Each one got me just a little closer to establishing my own relationship with Jesus. In his book, Evangelism Without Additives, Jim Henderson states that it takes about 2 years for people to move from seeker to finder and from being missed to seeking the missed. It's a gradual process, not an isolated event. I remember vividly the first time someone asked me about my beliefs. I was totally unprepared. It was a few years after I finally had committed my life to Christ, and I was standing at a table full of food, happily munching on something. A business associate, who was also becoming a good friend, asked me out of the blue, "So, why do you and Dick go to church?" There it was, the scariest question on the planet. I said a quick prayer. I cannot even remember how I answered her, but I did have the presence of mind to ask her and her family to join us at attending our church. They did, and they kept coming. I wish I could say that I was instrumental in her finally committing her life to Christ, but I passed it off to our pastor and encouraged her to take a class called Disciple. We also sponsored her and her husband on a spiritual retreat called The Walk to Emmaus. She finally did make the commitment, but not due to any great efforts on my part. Yes, I did get her pointed in the right direction, and I prayed for her. However, what she really wanted to know was what kind of an impact having Christ as my Savior had in my life. I just did not get that. I thought if I pointed her in the right direction, she would get it for herself. I tell you this story because I think many of us are fearful when it comes to sharing Jesus with others. We are scared that we will mess it up. We do not know what to say, and we hope someone else will do it for us. The key to knowing what to say is preparation. New followers of Christ are so excited about what has just happened to them, they just blurt it out, and they are highly effective at telling their story. Then a strange phenomenon happens. Hybels states, the longer a person attends church, the fewer evangelistic discussions they engage in with family members and friends. I think this is just because this is not foremost in their mind and because they are unprepared. It's also because they start hanging around with people who believe as they do. The Apostle Peter gives us truly clear instructions on being prepared. He says in 1 Peter 3:15 to 18, "But have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honor him as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope that you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect." Notice it says, be ready to share with anyone who asks. That does not mean to go out and cram it down someone. That is what gives sharing the gospel a bad name. When someone starts asking you questions of a spiritual nature, that is when they are ready. Then you need to be ready. It is this be ready part on which I'd like to focus for the remainder of this chapter. Here's the best part. You do not have to be good. It is your story, and you can tell it however it is best for you. You have heard my story in the chapter on grace in this book. I have told it many times, so that is the practice part. Write it down, and then get familiar with it. If you are part of a small group or Bible study, ask if you might practice by sharing it with them. You will want to tell your story in a way that's appealing to people and not turn them off. Bill Hybel says you should be able to tell it in 45 seconds or less. Others say 2 to 3 minutes is fine. People tend to shut you down if you get long-winded. In addition to being short, it should also be clear. Avoid religious words or freaky things and be full of humility. Your story is not to pass judgment on anyone else, but simply to share what you have found. You need to tell people where you were before you came to Christ and how you changed afterwards. Some stories will have a dramatic conversion. For many others, it's simply been a matter of following Christ all their lives and how that has been for them. Whatever is your story, it is yours. And you are the only one who can tell that story. Someone needs to hear it from you. You just need to make it known. My church did a whole year with a theme of make it known. The objective was to equip every church member with the ability to be able to share their story. Two of the staff members wrote a wonderful song to celebrate this theme. I am grateful that they have given me permission to use their lyrics. The song can be found on Amazon. It's called Make It Known by Jenny Price and Brandon Stopp. Verse 1. Wonderful things you have done. Wonderful things you will do. Father, we gather as one, waiting to hear from you. Spirit, unite our lives. Fix our lives. Show us the weight of your grace as we seek your ways. And the chorus is, make it known in the depths of our hearts. Make it known. Shine your light in the dark. Make it known who you are. Make it known to the ends of the earth. Make it known till the nations have heard. Make it known. Make it known. Make it known. Wonderful things you have done. Wonderful things you will do, sending your only Son, Jesus, the way and the truth. Spend us for your glory, all we offer you, every breath for you. Jesus, you are worthy. You have made it known. Spend us for your glory, all we offer you. This song says it so clearly. If you are a Christian, you have a responsibility to make it known. There are many fabulous books written to help you go further to share the gospel with others. Some of them have been talked about in this chapter. Others follow in a moment. In addition, there are many great websites which you can just Google. The main purpose of this chapter is just to encourage you to know your story and be ready to make it known. Here are some references for telling others that I use. Mike Barnes, Which Way is the Ocean? Mark Feldmeyer, You Need to Get Out More. Greg Gilbert, What is the Gospel? Bill Hybels and Mark Middleberg, Becoming a Contagious Christian. And Chip Ingram, Share the Love, How to Talk to Anyone About God.